Reading the story from the Gospel of Matthew and watching the video, our hearts turn to question, how and or why? How can we rejoice in our suffering? How does the way of the cross, the Via Dolorosa, the way of suffering and shame, what does that all mean? What does it mean for us to bear our cross? Tonight, Good Friday, the word good taken from an archaic form of good or an old English meaning sacred, revered, pious, holy. A sacred Friday. And so the question we must ask ourselves, what does it mean to be crucified with Christ? Reading from Romans 6, 1 through 14, the Apostle Paul writes this to the Romans, explaining the way of the cross, the Via Dolorosa, the way of suffering and shame. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live any longer in it? We understand that our sin, our immorality, demonstrates the grace of God. It is because of His grace we are here. And I would dare say we all want justice. Yet I would warn us all that the sword of justice swings in all directions. So before justice, we should all seek mercy and grace. Grace and mercy. I can tell you with all honesty, I do not want what I deserve. And in this opening words from Romans 6, we see a view that our sin and stubbornness, demonstrating God's abundance, is taken to some warped view. That the more we sin, the more we have license to sin, might demonstrate God's grace. And exactly the opposite is true. Because of God's grace, we turn to Him, not away. He says in verse 3, or don't you know that all of us were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into His death. We were therefore buried with Him through baptism into death. Baptism is symbolically a burial. Instead of covered with earth, we are covered with water. It is an association with. When you are baptized into Christ, we are now with Him. To take a white cloth and to dip it in the purple dye of royalty, we now are with Christ, the King. We were therefore buried with Him through baptism into death, and in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we have been united with Him in death like His, we will certainly also be united with Him in a resurrection like Him, like His. If we will die with Him, die to sin, die to our old selves, our previous ways, our weakened and immoral ways. Truly renouncing, dying to the old life. Not swooning or fainting, but willing to completely give it all and to die what once was. A complete surrender to Christ that we may live with Him. In verse 6, we know that our old self was crucified with Him so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. No, we are not called to perfection by any means, but we are called to give up our old way of life and thinking. No longer to a slave to our rash and gross, depraved impulses. When you die, things change on this earth. If you were married, your marriage is over. Your spouse may freely marry again. There are no questions to that. When you die, if you have no family and no estate, there was no one to collect from. Your debts are canceled. When you die in Christ, your sins are canceled. They are revoked. They are abolished. They are gone as far from the east as from the west. Two things that can truly never touch. But in Christ, there is more. Now, if we die with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin. In the same way, count ourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Our old life is gone, dead. We are alive in Christ. This is truly the ultimate second chance. This is truly a measure of grace and mercy. What once was our old life before Christ is no more. It is absolved. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do what is right. Seek justice. Seek grace and mercy. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. Do not let sin reign in your mortal body. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourself to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness. Baptized into Christ, buried with Christ, dead in Christ, crucified with Christ, bearing his cross. For sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under law, but we are under grace. Let us take these words to heart. Tonight we remember the cross. We read from Matthew. We saw the Via Dolorosa, the way of suffering and shame. And I challenge you tonight to take up your cross, dying to sin in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, dedicating, devoting our life to Christ above all else, above all our desires. Not that they will all be denied, but we will put them at the feet of Jesus to grant as he gives. Our hope, our purpose, our salvation is in Christ alone. Christ crucified, Christ resurrected. And we will remember tonight the crucified Christ as we partake in communion together.